Jy's ingeskakel op 100.5 son op ontbyt en ons het jou beloof ons praat met Kerry vanoggend. Kerry Walter. Good morning Kerry, how are you doing?
Good morning and thank you for having me on the show.
Good morning, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you this morning. And I think congratulations is in order.
Thank you.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about what it takes and what it means for you to be a winner of the Indianapolis Prize, the 2025 Indianapolis Prize?
Sure. So the nomination is, it's very overwhelming, you know, to be listed with 44 other top conservationists worldwide is, it's so hard to explain because you really are amongst the world's top individuals with regards to species conservation. Mm. And so it's an incredible honor and to have vultures up there, you know, with other keystone and maybe more charismatic species, I think is just incredible because it finally gives vultures the limelight that they so deserve. And to me, that's what this nomination is about. It's also about, you know, no one individual can do this alone. So to me, this is definitely a nomination for the entire Volpro team. You know, and every single person makes up the puzzle piece, the puzzle, so to speak. And so to me, it really is a nomination for everyone involved.
Kerry, two questions for you from my side. What role does vultures play in the total ecology and wildlife situation, and why are they under threat?
So vultures are incredibly important in that they actually prevent the spread of, should I say, infectious diseases.
Yeah.
You know, so they help to keep our environment and our ecosystem clean and free from infectious diseases. Things that could infect other wildlife as well as human beings. They actually reduce the possible spread of those diseases and in thus keep our environment as well as our wildlife and ourselves safe. So their role cannot be overshadowed by any other species, really, because they are incredibly, if not one of the most important species that we actually have on the planet.
Sure. Kerry, now, obviously, having been awarded this, which is in circles been spoken of the Nobel Prize for Conservation, literally, being awarded this, surely it must make you very proud because you've been at this for such a long time. So it's that little bit of, not little, but it's a huge recognition of the hard work that you guys have been doing.
Absolutely. You know, I think when you're so focused and you're in it, you don't often lift your head up and take a breath, really. And so when you do get a nomination like this, you kind of take a couple of seconds and go, oh, maybe I am doing some good, actually.
Making a difference.
Yeah, you know, and in conservation it's hard. You know, you never stop. And I don't think any one of us as conservationists ever feel that we are winning the war, should we say. So every day we feel like we've got to work harder and we've got to do so much more in order to get results. So, that, you know, to be nominated, it does. You kind of think, well, maybe you're doing a little bit of good.
Well done. You can give yourself a pat on the back and an imaginary high five from us. What can we as the public do to assist you in specifically saving vultures?
You know, I think for me, and part of my role is to try and get people emotionally connected to the species. You know, the vultures are not the most well-liked and birds. You know, if you look at birds, you know, individuals tend to look at black eagles or martial eagles, and they are, you know, totally blown away with them, where vultures tend to have quite a bad reputation. So to me, it's really about going and supporting organizations out there that are close to you. Of course, I'd like to say, you know, support Volpro. And we work throughout Southern Africa and look at our website. But, you know, appreciate and recognize Volpro's for their individuality, their importance. But also, I would like to try and get people emotionally connected and involved, because if people are emotionally connected, we have a chance to save them. If you like them, people are going to try and protect them. If you don't like them, it doesn't matter how important they are, you know, they're not going to care whether they live or die, kind of thing. So I would like to urge people to really get out there, take themselves out of their comfort zone, so to speak, when it comes to whether you like vultures or not, and go and learn about them. Because once you've learned about them, and when you actually see them close up, your entire perspective immediately changes.
It's fascinating. One of the best sightings I've ever seen was a kill in the Kruger National Park, somewhere on the S21. And there was a plethora of vultures that came through, and the different species and the hierarchy between them, and seeing how they interact with one another, who gets to feed when and what happens, is fascinating. It's such an interesting process. And I think for us to fall in love with vultures, we just have to watch them. Just go and watch them.
Far-fetched.
It's not difficult.
Would you suggest, I know there's quite a lot of people that, given if you have the property and the space and that do tend to make vulture graveyards for them. Do you reckon that's a good idea?
So you're talking about a vulture feeding site or a vulture restaurant?
Yeah, that's right.
It depends, you know, the location. It depends on a whole bunch of factors, you know, if there are potential threats there. So I think if anyone is interested, they're welcome to contact me directly and we can work with them on it. You know, I don't want to just say yes. We do need safe feeding sites, but we've got to make sure that the food supplied is actually safe.
Okay.
You know, vultures are incredible birds in that they can withstand natural diseases and they don't get affected. What they cannot withstand is veterinary drugs. And some of those veterinary drugs are highly toxic to the birds. And so we have to make sure that the food supplied is indeed safe.
Wonderful. Kerry, thank you so very much. Once again, congratulations. Job well done to you and your whole team. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you. And my pleasure. And thank you for having me. Thank you
so much. Thank you, Kerry.
Speak soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
En dit was die stem van Kerry Walter. En as jy dan nou so 'n tipe van spasie het waar jy graag 'n voerplek wil maak vir hierdie voels, dan stel ek voor.
Baie.
Ja, jy kontak haar. Dit klink vir my dis nie net so eenvoudig soos daar gat jy nie.
Nee.
Dis bietjie meer intricate as dit. So, baie dankie aan haar en weer eens baie geluk dit wil gedoen wees om so 'n prys te ontvang.